Did Will Smith cheat on Jada Pinkett Smith? She's opening up about betrayals of the heart in just a second. Plus, the end of an era for our girl Celine Dion. First, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger tied the knot on Saturday in California. They just started dating last year, so moving quickly. Katherine's dad, Arnold Schwarzenegger, walked her down the aisle. Her dress is very simple, but very beautiful. Obviously, she's stunning. And Chris Pratt's ex, Anna Faris, was there at the wedding.
She was?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all just so tight and modern, honestly. It's impressive to me.
Between your ex at your wedding, your father-in-law being Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. I mean, pressure.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up.
Katherine actually says she looks up to Anna Faris, I guess, so much that she married her ex-husband.
Wow.
I wonder if Anna Faris takes that as a compliment or an insult.
All right, it is the end of an era for Celine Dion. You know what? This makes me emotional for a couple of reasons. Number one, hearing that song, just saying a new day has come and a new page in her book, obviously. I'm also a little bit sad that I never got the chance to see her in Vegas.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to go to Vegas anymore.
No.
Celine's not there. I don't want to be there.
It was her final show at the Coliseum on Saturday. She did 1,141 shows over 16 years. I mean, she raised her children there.
Wow. I really didn't think it was that long.
Me neither.
I know. Yeah. I think it's almost a smart thing to do when you're a musician and you have kids, because at least you can make a lot. She makes so much money and you can stay in one place, which is nice for the children, right?
It feels like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but out of like the modern day musicians that are there now, I think she was like the very first one to sign this big, long deal. Because I remember it being signed and just thinking, wow, she's going to do what?
Yeah.
Like she's just going to do Vegas shows and that's it?
Yeah.
She started it all. She's a trailblazer.
Really, Celine. She did.
She actually brought her kids on stage to celebrate, and she even stopped the show for a fan who had to get up and use the washroom in the middle of the show. She stopped.
She's broke. I need two tickets to come and see this last show. Of course he's broke. Of course I'm going to wait for you, baby, to come back. Okay, listen to me. I waited for you because I wanted to.
When he came back, she's like, I won't shake your hand, but you spent a lot of money on these tickets, so I'm going to wait.
What did they do while he was in the washroom?
I'm sure she did her little stand-up. You know, Celine, she's got so many jokes. Celine Dion's going to say goodbye to Vegas. She's going to spend some time here this summer in Quebec before she kicks off her world tour, which is going to bring her back to La Belle Province in September. She has 2 shows in Quebec City and 6 here in Montreal.
And counting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith says that throughout her 22-year marriage with Will Smith, she has experienced what she calls major betrayals of the heart.
I so relate to that because, you know, I'm asked a lot about, is there infidelity in your relationship with Will? And it's like, no, but there have been other betrayals of the heart that have been far bigger than I could even think in regards to an infidelity situation.
All right, so she says she believes there are many different relational betrayals, like contempt, neglect, violence, and indifference. And when it comes to cheating or any betrayal in relationships, there's pressure on women to leave. She said, but sometimes that person means more to you than what they did, you know, and you still really love that person. My biggest question here is, what could Will Smith possibly have done?
If that wasn't cheating.
Yeah.
Like something else.
Betrayal. I know. Like I was racking my brain.
He forgot to pick her up from the grocery store one day. Like, I mean,
go ahead.
It can't be worse than being the Aladdin genie. I mean,
gosh, he was not that bad.
I'm not gonna let go, are you?
I was thinking career though. Like when you're rich, maybe money plays a part. There could be some sort of money thing. You know, if somebody puts money over your love or relationship, that can seem like a huge betrayal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna do some digging. I will find out. You know I will.
It's a mystery.